The word affliction isn't a particularly nice one. It's definitely not one we'd ever want to take ownership of. And yet there are times when it's precisely the right word for what we're going through. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It's a word that the Apostle Paul used on more than one occasion in his letters, like the time he was writing to his friends in Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4. I am filled with comfort. In all our affliction, I am overflowing with joy. Granted, it's a somewhat strange use of the word, mixing it as he does with comfort and joy. But that sentence right there tells us a lot about the God in whom Paul trusted. In fact, he goes on to say in verses 5 and 6, when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest. We found trouble all around us. We had fighting on the outside and fear on the inside. But God encourages those who are troubled, and he certainly encouraged us by bringing Titus to us. I'm so excited to be able to share this with you today into whatever troubles you might be facing, because it's the very word of God. God speaking to us of the comfort, the joy, the encouragement that his Spirit brings when we have fighting on the outside and fear on the inside. Friend, this is for you. He means for you to experience his comfort, his joy, his encouragement amidst your afflictions. You can trust him to do exactly what he says. Trust him. Go to him and ask him to make this promise real in your life. God encourages those who are troubled. That's his word, fresh for you today. And by far the best way to lay hold of God's encouragement, to experience his joy, is to let him speak his word into your heart. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.